Good morning. Wishing you a terrific Tuesday ahead. Welcome to today's episode of Morning Wealth. We're talking about three things today. Delta concerns push yields lower and stocks lower. Slope of the yield curve, what's it saying to us? European companies' earnings expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declined more than 700 points on Monday, its worst session since October, as anxiety mounted over the spread of the Delta coronavirus variant and its potential impact on the global economy. Investors sheltered in the safety of government bonds, and oil prices fell after Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and a Russia-led group of big producers agreed to raise production. The moves were reminiscent of trading patterns that prevailed in the early days of the pandemic. Investors sold shares of companies directly affected by restrictions on movement and business, while buying government bonds and stocks that stood to benefit from renewed lockdowns. American Airlines Group, United Airlines and cruise operator Carnival all dropped between 4 and 6%. Energy producers Marathon Oil and Diamondback Energy both fell more than 5%. Stocks that climbed included supermarket chain Kroger, which was up about 4.3%. Online crafts marketplace Etsy also gained about 3.2%. The Dow ended the day down by about 2.1%, its worst day in almost 9 months. The S&P 500 was down about 1.6% and the Nasdaq was down about 1.1%. All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 dropped on Monday. Energy and financials were the worst performing groups. The yield on the 10-year Treasury notes fell to about 1.18, its lowest level since February, from about 1.30 on Friday. Futures on the Brent crude, the international benchmark, tumbled about 6.8% to 68.62 a barrel, their lowest level since May. In other markets, the Euro Stoxx 600 also slid about 2.3%, dragged on by shares of travel, leisure and commodity companies as well as banks. In Asia, technology giants Alibaba and Tencent weighed on the Hang Seng, which fell about 1.8%. Japan's Nikkei 225 dropped about 1.3% as well. More athletes and staff members attending the Tokyo Olympics have tested positive, while cases are surging in Indonesia. Sydney, Australia's most populous city, is under lockdown because of the Delta outbreak. After yesterday's fall in the market, what is it that the bond market traders were seeing that the equity guys were not seeing is what we're trying to explore by looking at the slope of the yield curve and some other data points. The slope of the yield curve, which is basically the difference between the short-term and long-term interest rates, flattened sharply, which is a reliable indicator of slower economic growth. Those moves were underlined by sharp slides in commodity prices, especially crude oil futures, which plunged on Monday. But oil's drop was basically a catch-up move to the decline in copper. Both economically important commodities are roughly down about 12% in the past 2 months. Added to these signs of weakening economic momentum was the Russell 2000 index of smaller capitalization stocks and the Dow Transports entering so-called correction, ending over 10% from their recent highs. At the same time, risk aversion rose in the options market as the VIX jumped to about 24.46. During June, the stock market so-called fear gauge was lulled into the mid-teens until being shaken out of its previous complacency. But it's been the bond market whose refusal to follow the consensus call for higher yields that has been sounding the alarm about the economy downshifting after its burst of growth following the economy's reopening and the optimism from the initial availability of vaccines. Now that the pace of vaccinations has stalled, the rise in COVID-19 cases is taking its toll on the market along with the public health. Just as some have insisted upon denying science, some market watchers have denied the message of the bond market, most notably the flattening of the long end of the yield curve from the fall in the more distant yields. A few have outright declared their forecast to be right and the bond market was wrong. Others have pointed to the $120 billion of monthly security purchases by the Federal Reserve as the factor lowering yields, even though that buying didn't prevent the sharp rise in the benchmark 10-year treasuries from under 1% at the end of 2020 to nearly 1.75% at the end of the first quarter. More to the point, the spread between the 2-year and the 10-year notes has fallen to about 97 basis points Monday from 152 basis points 2 months earlier. Over the same span, the spread between the 3-month T-bill and the 10-year note similarly has contracted to about 114 basis points from 167 basis points. Those contractions correspond with the decline in economically sensitive crude oil and copper from their peaks. So for now, the bond traders can say the equity guys, I told you so, but let's see how this thing develops over the next few days. Lastly, touch upon European earnings. A raft of large European companies are due to report quarterly results over the next few weeks, with year-over-year comparison set against one of the worst periods of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is Q2 of 2020. Growth is expected to be big. Consensus expectations are that earnings per share will rise by more than 100%. This is according to Swiss bank UBS. In such an unprecedented context, with earnings a key catalyst for stock price movements, what level of growth is good enough is the question that investors will be asking. The stakes are high. Analysts led by Nick Nelson outlined in a report on Friday that earnings in the first quarter of 2021 provide a taste of what is to come. There were earnings beats in the first quarter of the year, but even so, outperformances in terms of stock price moves were modest, is what his team added. But when earnings missed expectations last quarter, the results for stocks was punishing, with some sectors seeing the worst one-day relative performance for 10 quarters. This is according to UBS. Nearly 100 Euro Stock 600 companies will be reporting this week, with nearly 200 to come next week. The sectors that appear to have the strongest pricing power, that is, should see stable demand even as prices rise, are tobacco, spirits, software, contract caterers, luxury goods, food retail, and some capital foods groups, is what UBS said. Airlines, non-premium automobile makers, and some chemical groups are in a weaker position, is what they added in terms of sector color. That is the update. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.